Greetings and welcome to another installment of DevNuggets. My name is Andrew Duthie, and in this DevNugget, I'm going to talk a little bit about action filters in ASP.NET MVC3. So I'm recording this DevNugget as a follow-up to a blog article, which you see on screen here, that I posted this week on getting to know action filters in ASP.NET MVC3 using Handle Error. So Handle Error is one of the built-in action filters that's been in MVC since MVC2, and for those of you who might not be familiar with action filters, they're basically just .NET attributes that you can apply to your controllers or action methods that allow you to easily add in what are called cross-cutting concerns, things like authentication or error handling or logging, with a simple attribute. So you can do that at the controller level or at the action level. I'm going to switch over to Visual Studio, and I've created a new ASP.NET MVC3 application. And I've used the standard internet application template. And when we first create that, it automatically takes us to our home controller, which is the place where everything's going to start in a default ASP.NET MVC application. What you'll notice here is there isn't anything in our default controller for error handling, except that it turns out there is actually error handling being applied. In ASP.NET MVC3, the default application template has actually been updated, and if we go over here to global.asax.cs, one of the things that we can see is in application start, we've got this new call to register global filters passing in the globalfilters.filters collection. And if we go up here to register global filters, what we'll see is all that's happening here is we're calling filters.add, and we're adding a new handle error attribute. So basically what this is doing is instead of using a .NET attribute to decorate our controller or our action methods, which would be the normal way or the way that we would have done it in ASP.NET MVC2 to apply this particular attribute, we're actually applying this globally. So now handle error, the default behavior for handle error, will actually be executed whenever an exception happens across any of our controllers or any of our action methods within our application. So this is kind of a handy way of providing sort of a global error handler across the entire application all at once. And it's in, as I mentioned, in the default template. So how does this actually behave? If you haven't used handle error before, what happens is when an unhandled exception occurs in your controller or one of your action methods, handle error will actually invoke by default a view, or will return a view template that's over here in our shared folder called simply error.cshtml or named error. If I open that up, you can see it's a pretty simple and straightforward one. All we're doing here is just setting the title in our view bag to error, and we're passing in an H2 with the error message that we want to send, which is very generic. We'll come back to that in just a second. But let's take a look at how that actually works. So suppose we have a problem in our about action method here, and we'll simulate that by throwing a new divide by zero exception. And we'll get a little warning in our by our compiler saying that we can't actually reach this code. We can simply compile this and run it. It'll work fine for our purposes. You wouldn't want to leave this in production code though. So I'm going to go into debug and start without debugging, and we'll run our application. Now, we go to our home controller, the index method, which is going to return this information here. When I click about, oddly enough, we don't actually get the error template that we're expecting. So the reason for this is that by default, the custom errors mode in our application is actually set to remote only by default. And in order to see what the end users would see in our remote scenario, we would actually need to add the following to our web.config. So we'll just add custom errors mode equals on, and this will actually enable custom errors, which is required for the handle error attribute to function in ASP.NET MVC. So I'll go ahead and save that. Now let's run debug. We'll do run without debugging, and we'll click about, and now we get the error template, the view template that we expected to see, the one that we looked at before. So that works great. Okay, that's fine. Now, what if I want to customize the behavior for my about action result, or my action method rather? So let's say that for other exceptions, I want to use the generic error handler or the generic error view, but for this divide by zero exception, I want to do something a little more specific. So let's start by creating a new view for our divide by zero exception, and we're going to base this on something that's done in the default error template. That is this at model declaration, and this is just a razor syntax way of saying this particular view template is strongly typed to this class handleErrorInfo. What this allows us to do is access information in that .NET class, an instance of which is going to actually get passed in by that handleError action filter at runtime. So we'll go ahead and right-click our shared folder. We're going to add a view. We're going to call it div by zero. And we're going to create a strongly typed view. And we're going to strongly type that to system.web.mbc.handleErrorInfo. Go ahead and add that. And you'll see that it inserts this model directive for us. And now we need a little bit of additional stuff here that would make this useful. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take advantage of this at model, which is automatically hung off my view, and I can call .controllerName, .actionName, and the neat thing is, because this is strongly typed, I can type a dot and I actually get good IntelliSense for what's available on that object. So we'll go ahead and save that. Now our view is ready to go, our view template. Now what we have to do is wire that up in our controller. So if we go back over to our home controller, this is where we would add, as we would have in previous versions of ASP.NET MVC, we would add this handle error attribute, and that tells the ASP.NET MVC framework to invoke the handle error action filter whenever this particular method is called. So now if an exception is thrown during the invocation of this particular method, it's going to go ahead and invoke handle error. Now, the problem is that without any more specifics than this, we're just going to get this default error template. So I'm going to add a parameter, and I'm going to say view equals div by zero. And that tells handle error that we need to call the div by zero template whenever an exception happens in this particular action method. So let's save that. And let's go ahead and run this again. And we click the About tab, and there we go. Voila. So we've got our controller name, our action name, we've got our exception message. Now, of course, you don't want to be outputting your stack trace to the end user in a production application. That's not a very good idea. That's a little more information than the end user needs. But we are doing a demo here, so we'll get away with it. There's a problem, however, with the current implementation, which is that if I change this from a divide by zero exception to just a plain old exception and run this again, and then click through to our About tab, we still get the same template for the divide by zero exception that we created, even though our exception is not a divide by zero exception. That's not really acceptable behavior. So let's get a little more specific. We're going to go ahead and add another parameter, which is exception type. And we'll say exception type equals type of, and pass it the divide by zero exception. Now, when we run our application and click our About tab, we actually get the generic error template because our exception currently is the standard exception, not divide by zero exception. If I go back once again and make this a divide by zero exception and then run our application and click the About tab, we'll find that our correct template is actually being invoked. So what we've seen here in just a few minutes is how we can take advantage of action filters to provide cross-cutting functionality across our controllers and our action methods, while still being able to customize at the controller or the action method level the specific behavior that we might want for those specific action methods or controllers. So as I mentioned, I will post a link to the longer blog post that has some of the background information along with this DevNugget. And thanks for watching DevNuggets. I'm Andrew Duthie, and hope to catch you next time.